Hey, 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 everybody. It is Dr. Felicia Foster coming back at you. This is episode 3 of my Anchor podcast. And today we are going to do something motivational. We're just going to motivate you today. It's Friday, May 18th, 2018. And I know that sometimes going into the weekend, for some of us, it's a happy occasion because we've had a long, hard week at work. But many people, the weekend is not happy for them because they spend time alone. So for some of us, it can be a lonely and depressing time. But we want to always be encouraged to know that you're never alone. Sometimes it may take us stepping outside of our comfort zone to find others that we can socialize with or mix and mingle with so that we won't spend so much time alone, but you're never alone. And I just wanted to pop on really, really, really quickly today to just motivate someone. I hope that you have had a wonderful work week. If you're not working, I hope you've just had a wonderful week in general. So I want to encourage you to get out, enjoy life. Life is not meant to be cooped up behind a door in a four-wall room and not communicating with people. Get out and enjoy life. And sometimes we don't do things because we feel like we don't have enough money. There are so many things that we can take part in that are free. Like just, for instance, find the nearest park near you. You may be able to walk to the nearest park. Get out, get some fresh air, some sunshine that's good for your health. Get out, get to the nearest park. It's a perfect place, even if you are afraid to mix and mingle with the people. Going to a park is a perfect place for you to still be part of socialization. You get to see other people out there and you don't feel so isolated and alone because you are still part of a dynamic group of people. You get to get out there and enjoy some fresh air and some sunshine. You may even at some point be motivated to get up and get moving. Yeah, get up, get out, get going. It makes you feel so good inside. When you get outside of the four walls and you become part of nature and the natural environment, it boosts the serotonin, that good feeling hormone. So get out. Don't sit inside and feel like you're just going to mope all day and all weekend. Get out. Enjoy life. Enjoy the simple things in life. We don't have to have money to enjoy life. We can just get out and be free, be one with nature. So I challenge someone to get out today, get out of your comfort zone. If you are used to sitting inside because no one has invited you to go somewhere, if you are used to sitting inside because you can't think of anything to do, I challenge you to get out and find the nearest park and just go. Even if you find yourself just sitting on the park bench and gazing, you will be amazed at how wonderful you will feel after having that experience. I know for me, when I get out and I get fresh air, I always end up with one intention, but somehow my adventure is what I call it. It changes because you never know who or what you will encounter when you are out and about. And so one of the reasons why I'm challenging everybody to go to a park is because it's a perfect place to make connections. You will be surprised of the familiar faces that you will see in a park. You will be surprised of the activities that you will see going on that you may find interesting and you want to participate in. It's an easy, easy, easy way to get out and become part of something without feeling like you're having to interrupt what's going on or feeling like you're having to break up somebody's party. So I challenge you to get out and go to a party. Not a party, Sorry, I don't know why I got party on my mind. But I challenge you to get out and go to a park. Find your nearest park, your closest park, because we're looking for easy, simple ways to get out and uplift our spirits. And sometimes burning gas makes you feel a little stressed because you're already saying that I don't do activities because I don't have money. So that's why I say the nearest park, a place that you can walk. Well, if you don't have a park near you, hopefully you're in a neighborhood that's safe enough to walk. Get out and go walking. Get some fresh air. If you can drive to a park, drive to a park. Do something other than sit inside and mope. It's all about what's internalized. We have the ability to make our own life special. We have the ability to create our own happiness. We cannot rely on other people and other things to make us happy. We have to decide that we want to be happy. Nothing and no one else can do that for us. That's a personal decision. We have to make that decision that we want to be happy. And it all starts with that mindset shift, shifting from the victim mindset, the negative mindset, the pessimistic mindset, to a more positive, invigorating mindset. One that says that no matter what's going on in my life, I choose to be happy. We all have problems. It's part of living. We can't get around it. We all have problems, but we can't let the problems take over our life and consume us to the point where we're feeling depressed, we're feeling sad all the time, we're feeling hopeless. We want to move beyond that mindset into a more positive, invigorating mindset. We are ready to tackle the problems as they come. Yes, they will come. I cannot in good conscience say that we will live this life without problems. But what I can say is that it's all in how we approach the problem that makes the difference. And even if we're not having problems, it's just life in general. It's all in how we approach life. Our mindset is everything. And so since I'm motivating you today, encouraging you today, the one thing I want to say is we all have to experience a mindset shift. And that mindset shift needs to be shifted towards the positive direction. So let's get out there today. No matter what's going on in your life, let's make a conscious effort to think positive. It may be a challenge for some of us because we've gotten stuck in a rut. I do understand that. And sometimes we can be in such a hurtful place. Sometimes we can have so much chaos and confusion going on in our lives, and not just externally. Sometimes we have an internal battle going on, which is usually the hardest battles to fight. I do understand that. We've all been at low places. No one truly knows where you are but you. And you also have the power to get out of that rut. So we need to start with some things that can help us shift our mindset to a more positive direction. So that's why I started off talking about getting out from your comfort zone, getting out from the four walls of your home, apartment, or wherever you are, and get out and about. Get some fresh air, some sunshine. It will lift your mood. Go to a park or somewhere where you can just get out and enjoy life. Move towards a more positive environment. We have to be intentional about these things because for some of us, It's not going to be natural. It's not going to come easy. But it's possible for us to shift our mindset into a positive direction. It just may take a little effort. And most importantly, it's about being intentional, being conscious of how we're thinking and conscious of our actions at the time. But on this Friday, this Motivational Friday, I just want to tell everybody to be encouraged. We know sometimes life can get tough, but you are tougher. You are tougher. And if no one has told you that today, let it be known that Dr. Felicia Foster is telling you that you are tougher. You are tougher than whatever situation you may be going through. You are going to win. You are an overcomer. Now, what you expect as an outcome may not be that exact outcome, but I can say if you don't give up, if you don't give in, if you shift your mindset into a more positive direction, you will see that your life will start to shape up and become the life of your dreams, a life that many of you never thought you could live. And it's all in the mind. Our mindset is everything. So we want to move towards a more positive mindset, a more positive outlook on life. Give yourself a chance. Don't give up on yourself. Give yourself a chance. Dust yourself off. If you've had a rough start, dust yourself off. Get back in the game. Get back in the fight. You can win. It's all within you. And everything you need is already inside of you. We just got to get you to a place where you can figure out how to use it to your benefit, how to use it to your advantage. So I didn't give my disclaimer at the beginning, as with all of my shows. It is for informational and educational and awareness purposes. We do not provide information and ask you to exclude sound medical advice. We encourage everyone to seek their physician if they do need assistance, whether it's for physical health or mental health issue. We do advise that you seek medical professional in that area, in that arena, to make sure that you're appropriately taken care of. However, on my shows, I do promote health and wellness, and the information that I provide is usually from personal experiences of my own, of my clients, or from scientific information that I have gathered through my research, my reading and my research. So I hope that this podcast on Anchor today has motivated someone to not give up, to know that you are not alone, and you have so much life to live. Your story has not ended. It's still being written. So go out and enjoy yourself. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy your life. Be blessed. Be well. Be prosperous.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.